It's Spanning the State. It's Friday. I'm Brian Noonan. Kristen will be back with us next week. And yet we endure and we look forward to August 1st because if you've been in Wisconsin, if you know Wisconsin, you know the best 11 days of the summer are the Wisconsin State Fair. It starts August 1st. There is some new stuff. There's some returning favorites to give us the lowdown on what's going to be happening over at the fairgrounds. Christy Chuckle joins me. She's the Director of Public Affairs for the Wisconsin State Fair. Christy, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So it's very exciting. Everybody's looking forward to it, especially here. We'll be out there every day at the fair. Just give us the general breakdown now, you know, days, times, things like that. We'll get the mundane out of the way, then we'll get to the exciting stuff.
Sounds good to me. We kick off on August 1st, go through August 11th. So you're correct in the 11 days. Some people love to say 10. We open at 10 o'clock every single day. Tickets are $18 at the gate. Military, seniors, youth are all 13. 5 and under are free. That's the basics. You can buy tickets now at wistatefair.com or you can get them at the gate. Either way works. And we've got, like you said, lots of new things we can talk about, lots of traditions, wherever you want to go.
So if somebody has, maybe they just moved to Wisconsin and they're listening now and they're like, oh, I've never been to a state fair. What can people expect when they come through the gates?
Well, the fair was created 173 years ago to showcase agriculture in Wisconsin. So I like to kick it off by saying, yes, we have a lot of phenomenal food. We have great entertainment, but ultimately I hope everyone who comes at least walks through the barns, checks out the livestock, you know, kind of understands why we're all here celebrating agriculture in Wisconsin, and that's really where our food comes from. So definitely do that. There's shows in the Coliseum every day, whether it's cattle shows, horse shows. It's, again, all online, wistatefair.com. But then, of course, you have to look at the foods. We have 100 new foods and beverages this year, as usual. So I will not name them all. There's a lot of crazy things. If you like to eat crickets, you can eat crickets here. But if you just want to get your standard cream puff, of course, we have that as well.
All right, let's go back to the agriculture, because I remember the first time I went to the state fair years and years ago, that to me was fascinating, because growing up in the city, I had seen cows and I had seen sheep and swine and all that. But to go up close to it and talk to the people who raise these animals and see, one, the dedication at such a young age by most of the exhibitors, and over the years, having talked to them, it really is fascinating. And you're right. That is definitely the centerpiece of the fair. So if somebody, you mentioned the Coliseum shows, you go to a cattle show for the first time, what are you looking at if you're just a layman going in to see the cattle?
Well, it depends. Is it dairy cattle or is it beef cattle?
Oh, see, you got me right there. Let's go dairy.
Well, the junior dairy show always, we kick off with that. So that's that first weekend, those first few days of the fair. So obviously dairy cattle, you're looking at a lot different than beef cattle. And I am not a farmer, so I'm not going to get too far into this but it really, the junior dairy show is phenomenal. It's a great one to see in the Coliseum. Those opening weekends too, we have junior dairy in there during the days. And then in the evenings we have draft horses, which is also a lot of people's favorite. So it's a great time to come check out the Coliseum. But like I said, you can always walk through the barn. So the animals that are being shown in the Coliseum, or some of them are actually shown in their barns because we just can't fit every show in the Coliseum. But those animals are staying in the barns with the exhibitor who's showing them. And if you can stop and talk to them, like you said, and learn about how much work and effort they put into this, it really is very educational. And we love that people can learn that at the
fair. You're right, Christy. And I would stress that. Stop and ask questions. Because especially the young people who are working in 4-H and stuff, they want to tell you. And they've worked very hard. So stop and talk. Now, once we've learned as much as we can about the agriculture, we're probably going to want to, I don't know, sit down in the grandstand, see some big acts. That's happening again this year at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Of course. So our main stage is where you'll see all the big concerts. If you do want to go to a main stage show, you need to buy your ticket ahead of time. Well, you can buy it there, but you'd rather buy it ahead of time because it's an extra cost for the concert, but it includes your fair admission.
Ah.
So go online, wistatefair.com, get your concert tickets ahead of time because it includes your fair admission. We're starting off with Fluffy, if you know who that is.
Gabriel Iglesias.
So that'll be fun. We always mix in comedy, country, rock. We have TLC coming. Kids Bop is returning. Charlie Behrens is back this year, so people are excited about that. Yeah, and then Foreigner Farewell Tour will be here on August 10th. So that's a big show selling very quickly. If you're interested, definitely get those tickets ahead of time.
And what goes into choosing the acts for the main stage? Because every year I look at it and I go, boy, one, like you said, it's very diverse. There's all kinds of acts that come in there, and they're usually really good.
What goes into it is trying to find that diversity, but also obviously routing of bands plays into everything, but also trying to keep it affordable. So I know I love going to concerts, but concerts have gotten so expensive lately. Our most expensive ticket is $70, and you can find a lot for less than that, and it includes that fair admission. So we're really trying to find that balance of affordability, but still bring in big names, and like you said, the diversity.
So everybody's going to find something. We're talking with Christy Chuckle. She's the Director of Public Affairs for the Wisconsin State Fair. Now, if somebody hears that and they're like, well, I want to come to the fair and hear some music and see some entertainment, but I don't really want to drop that extra money for the main stage, they're still in luck. They can see music and entertainment throughout the fairgrounds, right?
We have 30 stages, so I think you'll be fine. I think you'll find something. Our vendors have stages where they have bands literally all afternoon and evening. All of this is on our website, but we also have the family variety stage that we program with family-friendly acts. We have the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater that also has some really big names. Here Come the Mummies are a huge attraction there.
I love them.
They're two nights the first weekend. Yeah, they're amazing if you haven't seen them. So, yes, there is music and entertainment around every corner, really, at the fair. And then on top of that, you've got the rides and games in Spin City, and there's mobile tours, and there's things going on in Central Park. I mean, and we have Cirque. We haven't talked about Cirque. It was new last year.
Oh.
So we brought a circus back, but it's a Cirque du Soleil-type circus, so it's not a
nice
normal circus. It's really fun. So that was new last year, and it is back again this year.
Very nice. All right. We've got, and you mentioned the website. Before we go any further, wisstatefair.com. All the information is there. You kind of glossed over this at the beginning, but for a lot of people, one of the reasons they go to the fair is to eat fair food. I know you said there were over 100 vendors. What's new? Like, maybe we'll focus on a few new things because everybody knows, oh, I get the corn or I get the elephant ears or I get this or that. What's new?
Well, so we have 100 new foods and beverages alone. We actually have around 650 vendor locations, if you can wrap your head around that. We have a lot of those permanent buildings who, you know, have seating and wait staff, and you can go in and sit down and listen to a band and get some food. New, though, I mean, there's 100 of them, so I don't know where you want me to start.
Give me something on
brats, bud muffins.
How about something on a stick? Well, I'm a big fan of food on a stick.
Fried chicken and waffles on a stick is one of them.
All right.
You know, honestly, there's not a lot of on a stick new foods. I feel like the trend is moving away from sticks, more toward crazy. I know.
All right, give me one of the crazies. Give me the top, in your opinion. Now, this is not shade. You're not throwing shade at everybody.
No.
You're just saying this is the most unusual to me.
Well, people are talking about the cricket cookie sandwich, but we've had bugs at the fair for years that you can eat.
Right.
But that's crickets.
Is that Christy? Let me ask you: is that something that you promote heavily at the fair? You know, we have bugs to eat every year.
Well, we do. Everyone wants the craziness.
And I know,
I think that's probably the craziest.
Yes.
But maybe for some people it's not.
Okay.
There is something at Camp Bar called Rise and Swine Sunday that got my attention because it's a waffle and then frozen custard and maple syrup and sausage.
All right.
It's a little different.
I'm paying attention. That sounds good.
Oh, I found strawberry and cream waffle sticks. So there's another stick food for you.
Perfect.
There's shepherd's pie dippers at Slim's. So again, go on WI.
WIStateFair.com, and it's unbelievable. Christy, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, we're going to be broadcasting there all 11 days. I'm sure we'll bump into each other. Hopefully you'll drop by and say hello, and we can talk to you again as the fair goes on. But, good luck. Is everything looking ready over there?
We are getting ready, yes. We're doing really well. The fair's pretty early this year, August 1st to the 11th. So, but we'll be ready for you. Don't worry about that.
I am not worried at all. Christy Chuckle is the Director of Public Affairs for the Wisconsin State Fair. It's coming up August 1st. Go to WIStateFair.com. Christy, have a great weekend. Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks so much. We'll see you at the fair.
See you at the fair. Well, let's do this. And there's more Spanning the State.